time in a dark room with a big friendly glow of a television set.
Hell's Kitchen works.
You're screwed. Did you watch that?
I watched Hell's Kitchen. I loved it. I loved Hell's Kitchen. I will watch it next week. He's a very nasty man. Yeah. He's meaner than Simon Cowell.
Look at this, a give up. What are they doing? Well, I can watch the game on ESPN, the basketball game.
Mm-hmm.
But you've got, according to Jim, you know, 2 big hours of that, George Lopez.
Hey!
Then double episodes of NCIS.
Mm-hmm.
And the movie Traffic on NBC, which is going to be great, edited down with all the language and sex taken out.
You can't show that movie and chop it up. It's impossible.
That's what's on tonight.
Damn this gorgeous summer weather.
Like you don't watch a lot of TV?
I do when it's cold out.
Oh, you watch a lot of TV when it's nice, huh?
No,
he does what he does. You know what he does.
On my TV diet. Summer weather, sunbathing nude. That's right. It's the only activity. Till the sun goes down at 8.
That's the way it goes.
No American Idol tonight. No football.
Yeah, but you got your basketball.
I'll watch that.
You'll look at that.
I guess I'll watch that.
You look at that.
I'll look at that.
Look at that on the box.
I'll watch that on the cable.
I'm looking on the cable.
Now listen, speaking of old, and I don't mean it like that, Mike, your mom.
Hello.
Yes. Your mom is how old?
85. Hello.
85. She 85 cent.
85.
85.
And?
She was back in April, 85, and we had, my sister had gotten this auction that they went to where they got a great deal on this place in Bermuda. And the funny thing is, I didn't get a great deal. And I had to go down there and do it. But they got some rooms. And because of that, they wanted to have a family reunion down in Bermuda for my mom's 85th. And we planned this back at Christmas time. They gave her the tickets, the airline tickets, you know. Tears, the whole nine yards, what a wonderful trip. And she said, you know, will you come down and bring the babies down, my daughters down?
Sure.
And I said yes. Now, the thing that made this trip spectacular is I tend to have a few friends, just a few acquaintances. And these acquaintances, some of these acquaintances I have this company. And this company...
Are you going to start... This is the first thing you say out of the shoe?
Well, it made the trip pretty spectacular, because I really enjoyed this. I did. Well, you mentioned it, too. You mentioned it before we went to break when you said Jet Set.
Yeah, but I didn't know you were really going to...
Well, I
out of the shoe.
I just have to say thank you to these people, because they were nice to me, and it was...
go ahead.
It was amazing. It was amazing. It's a company called Next Flight Aviation, and they... I do some work through my restaurant with these people, and they were free this particular weekend.
Wow.
And I got to go down on this trip that I already paid for to go coach, to fly coach down to Bermuda. And they said, yeah, well, we've got one this weekend. Would you like us to do it for you?
Please,
and
I actually, golden boy.
I actually took advantage of this. And
wait a minute. This is why I didn't know you were... I thought you were just going to throw a plug.
Yes, yeah, yeah.
I mean, are you really going to say...
What's that?
What you did? It was like it was a private plane.
It was a private plane. And it's exciting.
Private
plane. You know, and then...
Was there room enough for your motorcycle and your horse on the plane?
No.
And your boat?
No, there was not written. But there, it was pretty amazing. I mean, and I thought it would be great because I thought when my daughters saw this that I didn't realize that there's still 9... And they're still 7.
Mm-hmm.
And maybe someday, I took a lot of pictures, because maybe someday they'll understand what they got. And who knows if it'll ever happen again. The thing is, they got on this plane, this spectacular plane, and they sat down and they said, one of these ladies says, would you like to watch a movie? And as soon as they heard that, that was it. And it could have been the movie in their bedroom, you know. It could have been a movie in a car. It could have been a movie in a theater. A
movie on their horse.
Everything. Everything on Hershey. Okay, we took Hershey down to Bermuda, too.
That's nice. Great.
But it was spectacular. It
At
really
any
was.
Time, did you go to the back of the plane and chat with the press?
it wasn't that big. But, man, it
when you
was
went
great.
Back, when you went back to use the telephone in the bathroom, was it Barbara Streisand's phone? I think that's in... In the movie The In-Laws.
That she has a phone
that
on the plane.
That is an obscure reference to a crappy movie, but
right.
In the remake of The In-Laws, Albert Brooks is up on this plane, private plane,
right.
And he goes into the bathroom, and oh my God, Michael Douglas has stolen Barbara Streisand's plane.
It was the thing that frustrated me is it was lost on them, and I just took a lot of pictures because it wasn't lost on me. I kind of go overboard about it.
You were yelling at your kids?
No, I wasn't yelling at them. I wasn't. But I was.
Can't you see? This is a $10 million jet your daddy's got you flying on. Were you saying there's no lines? I mean, how are you selling it to them?
You couldn't. They're 9 and 7, and they don't understand it. It didn't. It's a plane, you know. And they got on it, and they're great travelers. They travel no matter what. I mean, go covered wagon, and these kids would be. I mean, my kids have always gone on trips and been great. But what I was, you know, I was stupid because I said, oh, you know, they're gonna go, oh wow, Daddy, this is really this is pretty incredible. Boy, we'll never be able to do this again. No. They're 9 and they're 7. They're not going to understand it. So I was the one that got excited about it. And
somebody had to.
Well, I was really excited. I think I go overboard about it. But thank you to Owen and Alan. Those are the two guys that made that happen. And we get down to Bermuda, and it's the family reunion, which I was telling you in the office before. This is when the stress. As soon as I leave, I leave this jet. That's when it hits me that this is really the family reunion. And I don't
Can
get
I ask
together
you one
with
last,
my family.
One
yes.
last thing about the plane?
About the jet?
About the jet?
Yes. About the jet?
Were you at least able with your family, like, to rub it in
no.
a little bit?
No. Nope.
Not even with your sister?
No. 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 Tried to. Couldn't do it.
What do you mean couldn't you couldn't do it? How could you not do it with your sister?
I got on this.
That could be taken out of context.
I got this.
Or not.
I took a video. I took a video of it. When I got off the plane, I actually got video of the kids coming off the plane and played that, and it was I don't know, it just there was I wasn't getting what I wanted, you know. It's I was waiting for somebody just to say how fabulous was that. I would have loved that. I would have liked one person just to look at me and go, how fabulous was that? You know, you're doing something you would never be able to do on your own, and I wouldn't. And you have to be you have to be in that that range to do that, and. I just wanted someone to say that to me all weekend. All weekend I wanted somebody in my family, somebody to come up to me and go, how incredible was that? So I could just go, oh, let me tell you how incredible it was, you know? And it is. And it's, I mean, maybe I'm the one that goes overboard about it, but I still think, it's the biggest deal that I've ever had happen to me as far as traveling goes. And I thought it was spectacular. My kids, you can't blame them. They're 9 and 7. They don't understand what's going on. And then my family either is doing one thing. You know what it is? It's one of two factors.
What is it?
It's either they don't, they don't think it's that big a deal, or it's me.
Mm-hmm.
And because it's me, it's me. You know, I might as well have been taking an amphibious greyhound effing bus down there.
They'll remember it later in court.
I don't. But I'll tell you, it was some of the most incredible traveling I've ever had the pleasure of experiencing. Flying at 37,000 feet in the luxury of a beautiful jet airliner, private jet, with me and my friends.
Did you see any Bermuda Triangle?
Oh. I'll tell you, okay.
Baby!
The jet is lost on my youngest. You know, she gets her movies, she's fine. The Bermuda Triangle. Somebody learned about the Bermuda Triangle in school.
Ah.
And we had to have several days of prep for the Bermuda Triangle and explain that we're flying. I don't know whether we were or not, but I said we were flying around it.
Yeah.
I said we weren't going to fly right through it. But, I didn't get what I maybe that's why I'm talking about it on the radio, because I just wanted somebody to say, hey, how incredible was that? Because it was.
Pretty
it was
cool.
It was incredible.
Did you return with both daughters?
Yes, barely.
That's good.
I mean, that's part two of the story.
Oh,
there was
but it wasn't.
There was an incident.
There wasn't anything with the triangle.
Nothing with the triangle. Good. It's a beautiful place. It was a wonderful weekend.
So, I'm just comparing now.
Mm-hmm.
You know, again, because a lot of times we look at each other, we look at the plus and minus of one guy's life, the plus and minus of the other
parallel
guy's
lives.
Life, you know. My highlight was. Some retarded truck driver saw me on the highway, gave me the beep beep, gave me the thumbs up, and you got to fly on a private plane. And you're only upset that your family didn't kiss your ass about it. more specifically, your sister, right?
Was it really? Any of them. I would have accepted it. Mom or my sister.
Anybody.
I would have accepted
it. Oh, even
you know what it is?
Even your mamo didn't say
Here's the reaction. I'll give you this. You'll understand it better if I get you to say it.
All right.
Oh, that's very nice. You know what I'm talking about?
Uh-huh.
You know, hey, I just met this guy. We got a great radio show. We just had number one ratings. That's very nice, Mike. It's always been the same thing.
Oh, wow.
Yes, in reality, it was a small jet. Yes, Rob.
It was very small.
Nothing ostentatious. No, I'm always looking for approval from my family. You know that.
Sure, sure.
I'm always screaming for attention and approval, and I'm always trying to do the big thing.
Well,
you know?
Hold on. If we could just get back to...
That's what it's about.
So you're there?
The thrill was... Yeah, was it flying on the jet a thrill? Yeah, but the big thrill was that I was flying it down there to see my family and then pretending, you know, that, you know, hey, look at me. I'm a big jet setter. Look
so
at
what,
me,
was it, what was it like when you pulled out the videotape to play it for them?
Well, I played it on that little screen because I didn't have the adapter to play it on a real TV.
Right.
So, you know, my mom's 85, and she's like, all right, can you turn it? Oh, I'm fine. Can you turn it this way? Yes. Okay, there it is. And it's like, oh, isn't that nice? Okay? I mean, that's what it was. It was just like I turned in a B-plus report card. Isn't that nice? Very nice, Mike. But it's true. It's true. As I scream for approval,
love,
you know, you tell people you're going on this, and people even, you know, you go, wow, this is great. This isn't something if I didn't have these friends that I'd be able to do on my own.
Well,
it was super cool.
Hello there, Don and Mike Show. Hello.
Mike, in all seriousness,
yes.
I actually am very impressed that you went down on the jet.
Thank you. Thank you. Finally, validation.
There you go.
Validation that I did not get from my family.
Not from your family.
No.
Hello, Don and Mike Show.
Mike, did you ever realize that Mama was just mad because you didn't invite her when you're going down to celebrate her?
Yeah. I don't think that was it. She's not that kind of person. But there might have been a little of that. I don't know.
Hello, Don and Mike Show.
Hello, I know exactly what's going on.
Hmm.
Mike, your family is so used to you being such a big high roller that nothing impresses them anymore.
That might be it. I'm just constantly looking for their approval. You know, I am. I'm still doing it.
Mm-hmm.
I'm 45 years old, and I am still looking. And maybe I was even looking for approval from my kids. You know, because I'm in this situation that I've been. Maybe I was like going, hey, kids, look at how special Daddy is. Look what we're flying on, you know. Look at me. Look at me. Wave my hands up in the air. Look at me. Please, somebody, notice this.
Did your mom at least appreciate the gift certificate to your restaurant?
Stop it.
Not in my show.
I'm kidding.
It was buy one, get one free.
Yeah, sure. At 10% off.
Hello.
For the next
Mike?
6 months.
Mm-hmm.
Mike?
Yes, I'm here.
Was it incredible?
It was.
Wow. And did your older daughter like it, too?
Yes, she did. She
awesome.
Mm-hmm.
You're a lucky man. I wish I were you, the golden boy.
There you go.
There you go.
See, now I'm getting what I need.
Now, you're jealous.
Now I'm getting what I want.
Now you get
but
it.
But it's mocking, and I know it's mocking, so I'm really not. That's not true. I'm not getting anything.
The golden boy is in the spotlight, and that's just...